keg of beer.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
It's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer.
I'm back! You can rally!
Woo! That's cute. I remember when I had my first beer.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street, and he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Good man. You set him up, and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Pack your ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was not the best thing in the world.
And just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey, everybody. It's Dustin, and I am back on the couch. I know it's been a little while. You guys are probably wondering what's going on with the show, Dustin. You may also notice that I called myself Dustin and not The Voice, as you're used to hearing me referred to as. I figure it's time to put The Voice to bed, and I don't mean that literally. It's early enough in the day. I'm well rested. I'm ready to drink. I'm ready to watch some movies. But we're kind of changing the show up a little bit. If you follow on social media, you've probably seen some of the posts I've been making that Drunk at the Movies is coming back. We're going to rebrand this as Season 4. We're going to start anew. We did 52 episodes where I sat down with a bunch of friends and watched movies. That's a full year. And it's time to begin a new chapter. We're going to kick things up a notch. And to do this, I thought I need to have a second banana. I need to have a permanent co-host, somebody who can banter, who loves movies, and loves drunken tomfoolery. And the first person I thought of is a former guest of the show. If you've listened to all these, you've heard him, I'd say, at least three times. And you're about to hear him a lot more frequently. But welcome to the show for good, Seth Bennett. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
And we go way back to the mid-90s. We are friends from high school. And, you know, as you get older, keeping in touch with people gets a little more difficult. You went up north to Columbia.
I did. I went to Chicago to Columbia College, where I got my degree in film and video. So that gives me a little bit.
You got a little clout.
Yeah. I got some credentials. I don't just like to drink and talk about movies. There's a little bit of education involved.
I mean, I took a film class in college. So
that's all
it takes, right?
Really, all it takes is just watching movies and drinking. But if you have a little bit more experience, it helps on the resume.
Yeah, definitely. And I did check his resume before I offered him the position of co-host of Drunk at the Movies. And he fit the criteria. And the dude knows what he's talking about. Go back, you can listen to the Flight of the Navigator episode, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and what's the other one I'm forgetting?
I can't remember, I was drunk at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Tron?
Tron, yes, Tron. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I said we're stepping things up, I'm not speaking loosely. We're still going to do the drunken movie commentaries. It may be a little more in-depth of a conversation about said film than normal. Hopefully you guys will enjoy this, cause you know, we're going to be seeing each other on a regular basis, so we don't really have to catch up too much. I'm sure stories will happen,
right?
But there will be more actual talking about the film and just going down that drunken rabbit hole like we are wont to do.
And specifically, I always like talking about pop culture, social commentary, how they relate to one another, how society responds to art, and how that art then responds to society. That whole chicken egg situation
of
art imitating life and vice versa.
But through a filter of five beers.
Exactly. So if it does get too serious, dear listener, if you feel like, this is starting to get political, we do have a lot of fart jokes on hand. We will keep it very, very drunk.
Yes. So, you know, hopefully you guys dig what we're about to do. We're going to incorporate some video aspects into it as a way to preview our upcoming episodes. We're going to do some upcoming attractions type of thing on social media. We're on Twitter now. I did not do a Drunk at the Movies Twitter, but you can now find us at DL Drunk at Movies.
Yes.
And we're going to have a lot of fun on there. We have the Facebook page, of course. And also, if you listened to Drunken Lullabies, that was, I mean, it's the feed that this is on. You can go back and listen to all those 100-plus episodes. We had a band of the week, and that was something that I missed doing with Drunken Lullabies, was promoting independent music. Well, guess what, listeners? I found out a way to tie it into Drunk at the Movies. We're going to have an opening credit song and a closing credit song by different artists of the independent variety, and we're going to do that when they can be tied into the movie we are watching loosely.
We'll keep it generally thematic. We'll find some way, but we won't force it.
No. So, you know, there may be some episodes where I'm just like, I've got nothing, and there won't be any music, but you can rest assured I'm going to do my due diligence and research and try to make it as musical as possible. But we've got, two songs, a show, hopefully, for you guys to enjoy. So hopefully that it melds Drunken Lullabies and Drunk at the Movies together a little bit. Because, I mean, you know, beer is involved in both of them as well.
And if during the conversations about the movie you feel like we're straying too far from the film itself, if we get on tangents, if we start getting to a point where you're thinking, where is this going? Trust us, we will bring it back somehow. It is going somewhere.
Yeah.
We both tend to get on rambling conversations, but they're always relative to film, and that's what I love, is long conversations about movies, references, what we've seen, what we liked about it. What I love is finding out that I love a movie for a different reason than somebody else completely, but that we both have that level of love for it. I love knowing why people like the movies that they do.
Exactly, and that's where the social media aspect is going to come in, because we're going to want to hear feedback from you guys.
Exactly.
So you can always find us on Facebook at Drunk at the Movies. I already mentioned Twitter, DL Drunk at Movies, and you can email us directly at drunkenlullabies@yahoo.com. That's the only Yahoo account I have. Everything else is Yahoo? Gmail. Yeah. At least I didn't use Lycos.
I used to have Last of the Johicans at yahoo.com. Ah, nice. I still use it for spam and junk and any kind of sales.
Nice. I had some embarrassing old emails back in high school in the early days. But yeah, that's a story for another day. Well, we want to give a final shout out to our sponsor of the show, Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, Illinois. You can find them down by the river, not in a van. They're on State Street.
A much classier place than a van. It's actually one of my favorite places to go and just relax while having a beer. If you want to write, if you want to journal, if you want a nice laid back atmosphere, but delicious beer, that's where you go.
Yeah, and the food's not too bad either. And, you know, once you're all done, you can literally walk next door and go play some old arcade games.
Exactly.
At 8-Bit. You know, there's so many cool places down there. So go down to State and water and just have yourself a fun day. So we're going to wrap this up. We're going to record our next episode right now. You're going to hear it on Wednesday. We're going to stick with the same Wednesday release date, although we may stagger them. This month, it's going to be two in a row. But typically, we're going to do like an every other week. But I think we're going to do some holiday episodes where we may do like three episodes a month.
And to kick off the theme, this month, we are concentrating on a back-to-school theme. So we're
back to school. Are we doing Billy Madison?
Are we? You know what? I've actually never seen the movie.
Oh, shit.
I know it doesn't make any sense.
We already got the ones planned.
A favorite, but
that'll be a movie for another day.
Exactly. Now, we're doing back-to-school theme, so we're starting off with Teen Wolf, one of my favorite high school movies of all time. It's an under-recognized high school film, in my opinion.
I agree.
As is our other one, Just One of the Guys.
All right. So that's what we've got underway. So you guys can enjoy that the next two Wednesdays. And if you're listening to this in the future, guess what? You can listen to them now. So good for you for being a procrastinator.
And time traveling.
Yeah, that's another movie with Michael J. Fox. We already did that one.
Yeah.
So
you've probably seen it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The fun fact, though, Teen Wolf came out after Back to the Future,
mm-hmm.
and they renamed the movie in Brazil Boy from the Future.
Even though Teen Wolf has absolutely nothing to do with time travel.
So that's the kind of tips and fun facts that you're going to get on next week's episode. We're going to sign off and let you guys get about the rest of your day. We're going to drink some beer and watch a movie. So this is Dustin.
And Seth.
Saying you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. We'll see you next time.